We now, at this time, have 10 confirmed cases of COVID-19 at Evergreen. Despite our best efforts, 6 of those cases have died. And our condolences go out to the patients' families in this time. So at this time, along with our current confirmed cases, we have approximately 29 cases that are pending investigation total, and we are waiting for those results, and those patients are in appropriate precautions.
We're now identifying patients that weren't able to have been tested before. And as you know, we haven't had the ability to test for mild cases until this week, basically, with this new lab capacity that's coming online at the University of Washington. So it's impossible for me to predict, what the peak of this outbreak will be. And everything we're doing now is trying to blunt that peak and push it down by giving people advice on how to protect themselves from becoming ill and not running into the hospital if they're not seriously ill, to preserve those limited resources for those who really need them. But I can tell you that even this early in the outbreak, our hospitals are feeling the strain.